big shot, and you know, I thought our five-man unit did a really good job of shutting him down.
Was there anything you did differently against him, Tyler, tonight that you haven't done maybe in the game in Washington, or you haven't done against other guys you've been matched up against?
You know, one thing you notice, not just with him, but the way their team plays is they transition so fast that you almost have to, you know, take an extra half second before you look to jump into the play, because they're going. And they're looking to get in behind you. They did a bunch of flippers over us, trying to stretch their guys out. So, you know, I think it's just more awareness and knowing if there's guys getting in behind you. But I thought our whole entire group did a great job on everyone tonight.
You've talked about it a couple of times, the whole five-man unit taking that on, but it seemed like there was a lot of isolation battles between you and Pete. Did you approach it that way, that it was a one-on-one battle?
Yeah, I think... you know, with him playing the left wing and I'm the right D, we're going to engage more than maybe the other side. But he's obviously a guy that's going to be keyed on every game he plays, and we certainly were tonight. And with a guy like that, I just try and limit it as much time and space as I can for him. And obviously with a long stick, I try and use that as much as possible.
I was going to say that limiting his time and space looked like your reach really won the battle tonight.
Yeah, you know, he likes coming down the wing and shooting. With a guy like that, it doesn't matter where he's shooting from. It has a chance of going in. So you have to have a tight gap on him early and try and get stick on puck as much as possible.